Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And we got our good buddy Stephen Gaffney with us. Stephen's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. He's our honesty expert. He's the author of Just Be Honest, also Honesty Works. And Stephen is the guy who created the outstanding ways of looking at being honest, and including the Honest Communication Results System. And he's here to talk to us about some of those ideas. Stephen Gaffney, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. Okay, now one of the things that I want to get into to your 11, some at least some of your 11 hidden reasons why an organization has problems. But before we do that, I wanted you to give us your thoughts on what all of us can learn from the election in Massachusetts yesterday. The Republican Scott Brown defeated the Democrat Martha Coakley, and Stephen, 30 days ago she had a 30-point lead. So what lessons can we learn from this?
Well, I think one of it is that we should never take advantage of our customers. What I mean by that is assume that they're always going to be with us. I think nobody would have ever expected what happened in Massachusetts to happen. But yet, how could that happen, and what can we learn from that and relate it to our business? And I think the key is that we can all lose some of our primary customers if we're not listening to them. And then the second thing that I think we need to draw from that is when our customers are talking to us, the question is, it's one thing, and it's glad that people are honest. The question is then, are we going to listen and do something about it?
Right.
So I think what's going to be fascinating is how the president and Democrats respond to what happened in Massachusetts. Do we ignore? Do they ignore? Or as a country, do we listen and do something about it and apply to our business? Do we listen to our customers? And then what do we do with that information?
Right. And there's no question about it. And what if in the marketplace, if you ignore that information, then you go out of business, don't you?
Absolutely. In fact, one of the key 11 points that I discovered after 15 years of being in the trenches with organizations of all different sizes, I realized that there's 11 key problems that get in the way of revenue and profits, and there are things that people can specifically do. And one of them is the I know you problem. And that's where companies and organizations think they know their clients and their customers, and they really stop listening to them. And what happens is that sooner or later, the market share goes away, and then it's like, what happened? But the question is, were we really assuming that we knew, or were we willing to check into our customers and then really listen to them?
Yeah,
I know you problem is a huge problem in a lot of organizations.
Being presumptuous is a dangerous thing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's something that we've all got to ask ourselves. You know, I saw a lot of businesses do well last year, and in fact, we did really well. And sometimes people say to me,
some
businesses did well in a very tough economy.
Yeah.
And that is because when the economy was shifting, I was thinking about how we need to alter our message, and I was constantly listening to our customers and actually assuming that what we did a couple of years ago was not necessarily going to be the best fit now.
Right.
And we adjusted things.
Right. And you've got to be doing that, and you've got to keep doing it, don't you? You can't make an adjustment and stop like you could 30 years ago. You've got to keep adjusting, don't you?
Absolutely. And I think small businesses have a great advantage because we can shift on a dime.
Right.
Large organizations, it's harder to shift. But no matter what, we need to shift as we listen to our customers.
I'm glad you said that, Stephen, because that's what I've been telling my audience, that as challenging and anxious as we may be about where the economy is going, I'm convinced that what we're finding, especially with social media and the rapidity of change and the innovations that are happening, I'm convinced that all of that is going to serve to make small business even more competitive.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a global economy.
Out there.
Yeah. So, all right, what are some of the other 11? Of the 11 hidden problems for your organization, what are some of the others that are important?
Well, another consistent problem I hear is where customers are asking companies and organizations, where's the beef? And what I mean by that is about creative, innovative solutions. We've got to ask ourselves, are we still offering the same old solutions, or are we coming up with creative answers? For example, have we come up with creative answers for the economy? I think the businesses that are growing are shifting and coming up with innovative solutions, whether that's taking advantage of technology, whether that's actually working in partnership with our customers to design different solutions. The question is, are we really coming up with different things? And I want to challenge people that have employees. Have you asked employees who may be interacting with the customers their ideas? Sometimes I think executives or people that are owners of their own business just are looking at it from their perspective, and they suffer from inbred thinking.
Right.
As opposed to reaching out and listening to other people, sometimes like a secretary, administrative assistant, somebody who maybe we might have not listened to, we actually should be listening, because I think that's where the brilliance is.
Well, and see, I've got an idea for how to do that. I've got an idea to how people can show up with the beef, and that is to identify some big ideas. Come up with some look out there. One of the things that's going on right now, Stephen, is that our customers know as much as we know, pretty much, about our products. Customers are now in control of everything. They're in control of the buying decision. They're in control of the information, and they're even in control. They have access to the experiences of others with our products and with our companies. So they've got total control of the relationship. But there are some things that they don't have access to that we have as professionals in our industry. We have a way of looking at the future of our industry and seeing where things are going. Those are big ideas that we can take to our customers, and it lets them know that they want to stay with us because we're thinking ahead for them. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. In fact, my clients, when I ask them what they want, one of the things that they say they want and enjoy out of a relationship with a vendor or somebody that's servicing them is actually the vendor or the who's ever servicing them to come up with different perspectives on things, but also offer where the future of the industry is.
Right, thought leadership.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So the question is, are we just reacting to our customers? Are we being proactive and saying, you know, from our vantage point, we're seeing these consistent issues? One of the reasons why I finally wrote this
Stephen, hold on that thought. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to let Stephen go. He gets excited when he joins us. We like that about him. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. A lot more to come. Stay with us. Dream of a, so I don't have to dream alone. Welcome back. It's 23 after. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. My blog is there. We upgrade that every day. We've got archives and articles, thousands of those that have been written by or performed by my Brain Trust members, like our good friend Stephen Gaffney, who's with us right now. Also, many of my articles, all of my articles, I should say, are there. Every one of them, hundreds and hundreds of articles I've written over the years. So check all those out. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between. We got something you can do there. And, of course, if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Stephen Gaffney is with us. He is the author of Just Be Honest, also Honesty Works. And Stephen, tell us how we can find you and your books.
Just if they go to our website, justbehonest.com, and actually if they go to our website and they send us an email that they listen to your show, we'll send them these 11 key problems that I've identified. And it's a great way to rate your own business and your client's business so that you can make a huge difference.
So
go to justbehonest.com and send us an email.
It's an outstanding white paper, folks. I'm looking at my copy right now. I'm telling you, it is very powerful. This is the kind of piece, Stephen, that a business, an organization, leaders of a company should sit down and go over these with each other and ask each other, do I do this? Am I like this?
Absolutely, and I wrote it in such a way where people can rate their own organization and other people's organizations
right.
and use it as a topic of conversation. And then it gives specific tools about what to do to fix some of these problems.
Right. So check that out, folks. And justbehonest.com and tell Stephen that you heard about him through me, and he'll send this to you. And I appreciate that, Stephen. Okay, we're talking about some of the hidden problems, some of the hidden reasons why our organizations might not be hitting on all cylinders. What's another one?
Another big one is the leave me alone problem. And that is where somebody is trying to encourage change. So maybe an owner of a company wants to encourage change, or an executive who's ever listening, and their employees are being resistant to change. And instead of saying, well, we're just going to try to incrementally change, we need to have an open conversation and actually make sure that we are constantly changing and reinventing ourselves. You know, one of the things to do is compare the Fortune 500 companies today with 20 or 30 years ago, the Fortune 500 companies, and over half of those companies don't even exist
right.
anymore.
Right.
Well, and that's because business is constantly changing, and I definitely think it's happened over the past year. And so what we need to do is make sure that we are not suffering from the leave-me-alone problem, which is, oh, I'll just do the same old thing, and then one day we wake up, and our market share is gone.
That's also the ostrich syndrome, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Stick your head in the sand.
And that deals with another big problem that I identify called the erosion problem. And that is where we are actually executing and giving service to our customers and clients, but we don't realize that actually the business is eroding, and then one day, again, we wake up, and it's gone, or it's severely curtailed. And we wake up and say, well, wait a minute, what happened? But actually, it was eroding, and we were not on top of that. And one of the big reasons why that happens is because we don't have that open, honest communication.
And also, Stephen, you could also call that the denial problem, right?
Well, absolutely. What's happening is, by people denying it, we're not having these open conversations. The big problem is not what people say. It's what they're not saying to each other. And we want to get that unsaid said.
Right. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
So we want to get that unsaid said, and there are specific things that we can do, and the first part is to actually talk about these things and see if we are suffering from these issues, and then figuring out a strategy on how to tackle them.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, denial is a powerful force that will take you down, ladies and gentlemen, and if you're finding yourself uncomfortable about something, whenever you see that you're experiencing some pain, you've really got to check closely to see how you're reacting to that, don't you, Stephen?
One thing else I want to add, one symptom that we're suffering from a big problem is when we find that we're blaming other people. We're blaming the economy. We're blaming our competitors instead of saying, wait a minute, the only person I can change is myself, and the only thing that I'm in control of is my organization. So the key thing is, instead of blaming other people and wishing they were going to be different, what am I going to do differently? And if we're a leader, the key is to change the way we're looking at things and then encourage people that change is good, and that's what we want to make sure happens.
Well, one of the things that I learned, and I said this before you got here, Stephen, I was telling the audience you were coming and what we were going to talk about, and I learned self-analysis decades ago when I was with Xerox. They taught me how to do self-analysis. And I'm not going to say I'm great at it, but I learned how to. I know that it exists. I know that I need to do it. And I also know that I can't really seek excellence. I can't really accomplish any level of excellence if I'm not willing to do some self-analysis and shine the light back on myself.
Absolutely. That's why I think that what somebody can do is take these 11 key problems and rate themselves, and there's a way to do it, and we actually write it in the article. And again, I'll send this to people for free.
Folks, take advantage of this.
Your show.
Take advantage of this. JustBeHonest.com, right?
Absolutely.
For free. All you got to do is go there, send and click on the contact. Is there a contact link there handy?
Absolutely.
Click on that. Tell them you heard about Stephen on my show, the Small Business Advocate Show. Jim Blassingame, mention any one of those. He'll send you this white paper. It's outstanding, ladies and gentlemen. That's a great offer. Stephen, thank you for doing this. Thank you for being here. Thanks for your friendship. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for having me.
Stephen Gaffney, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Stephen joined us. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. I promise. 10,000 times out, you gotta do. Remember my life.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.